Those students or teachers of a particular generation will remember Cliff Notes. They are basically the old version of a Wikipedia or SparkNote. Cliff Notes were those yellow and black books that were the summary for so many great works of literature. And if you were in grade school or high school at the time that I was, you knew Cliff Notes. While never meant to replace the great works of Shakespeare or Charles Dickens, these little books came in handy, and they certainly provided a reliable and accurate summary of the stories. I'm reminded of that this morning as I read and hear the scriptures that have been presented to us. Because in many ways today, we hear a great summary, the Cliff Note version, if you will, of the entire gospel, indeed, the whole Old Testament. The first reading in Deuteronomy, we see Moses. He's at the end of his life. They're up on the mountain. They can see the promised land. And he's providing his last words. And it's here that he speaks this great Shema of Israel. He's speaking to a whole new generation. People who knew nothing of the slavery in Egypt. People who never walked through the Red Sea. A lot of them died. These were the young Israelites. And Moses speaks. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. In the gospel today, Jesus is speaking those same words, the Shema. And it's because a scribe comes to him and says, Master, what is the greatest commandment? And in speaking the great Shema, Jesus not only says what Moses did, but he connects it to love of neighbor, to love of oneself. And in such a beautiful way, to the kingdom. The scribe hears what Jesus says. He receives it with understanding. And Jesus says, you are not far from the kingdom. I'd be willing to make a bet that all of us in church have heard this Shema before. To love God and to love others with all your strength, soul, mind. I'd be willing to make a bet that this command of love is what you might expect at church. We hear it, and we go our merry way. But I'd suggest that there's something even more important to hear. Namely, the word hearing itself. And that goes before this command to love. Shema. In Hebrew, it means to hear. Which means that for you and me who have ears, there's something being spoken. God is talking. And he has this great desire that we would hear. Can you imagine that? That God would speak? And he does. And this is what he says, and this is what we overlook so often. The first word, hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is Lord alone. There is no other. My friends, I'd suggest that we need to sit with that word first. I'd suggest that that is the good news today. That the Lord God is the Lord alone. And there is no other. And I'd suggest that it's only to the degree that we hear, understand, and receive that we will ever be able to love with a fullness of heart, with our all. For until we accept, until we believe and know that the Lord is Lord and there is no other, then there will always be a competition for our love. There will always be a competition for where we spend our time, where we spend our thoughts, where we spend our money. Until we know that the Lord alone is Lord, we will not be able to give in full. In other words, God alone. And once we realize that, once we accept that, then all the competitors, all the false gods, all the things that have us running around, distracted, torn, and divided, they cease. Because God is God. And there is no other. And He is worth all my time, all my strength, all that I do. For He is Lord. Mother Teresa expressed this once. She was seen by a man picking up another man full of worms. And this guy said to Mother Teresa, "I wouldn't do that for $1 million." And Mother Teresa said, "Neither would I." My friends, of all of the failures, of all of the crisis and scandals of the church, and today's front page of the paper shows even more, I think it's not just a lack of love. It's not just a lack of integrity. It's not just a lack of chastity or virtue, although it's all of the above. But at heart, there so often lies a lack or a crisis of faith. Do we believe it? Bishop, priest, layperson, do we believe that Jesus is Lord and there is no other? Or are we believing and serving other lords? Today, gratefully, is a feast of a wonderful bishop, Charles Borromeo. And he lived, as we do, in a time of so many great scandals. In 1576, when a plague and a famine invaded his diocese of Milan, Italy, Charles decided to stay. All the civil authorities left. But Charles stayed, and he soon died at the age of 46 of the plague, having served with his all the people under his care. My friends, I think he offers us a beautiful witness for our own day. Who, how, what do we serve? And why? The good news is God alone is Lord. And to know Him and to love Him and to serve Him with our awe, brings the kingdom closer in this world. Let's pray for that today, for our families. Let us recognize him as Lord and be that for one another, for many, even in the church, for whom God remains far away.